Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. Like we tell you, there's not a single thing that I can point to where I can say Joe Biden is successful. Afghanistan, we abandoned Americans behind enemy lines, which is just completely, utterly unforgivable. Then, of course, on the border, it's a disaster. COVID's been a disaster. The economy's been a disaster. Energy prices, a disaster. Everything costing more, all as a result of these stupid policies that he's putting in place. Now the push for New Green Deal socialism. And it's not a crisis at the border. We're heading towards 2 million illegal immigrants this year. We've seen the overcrowded cages with kids in it and others in the middle of a pandemic. And are we testing the people coming into the country? No. Is there a vaccine mandate for the people coming into the country? No, that would only apply to you, the American people. If that's not a crisis, I don't know what is. And then in the dark of night, they're just dispersing people, not COVID tested, no COVID vaccine, to the rest of the country. And then yelling at all of you if you didn't follow their one-size-fits-all medicine. So all of a sudden now, you know, last week we told you the story. They didn't want Fox to fly its drone over the bridge where there's 10,000 people looking to get into the country. But then we were able to work our way around it with the help of Governor Abbott. To his credit, he allowed our cameras to go in helicopters in Texas, and we were reporting. We've been reporting all weekend. I've got exclusive footage tonight you're going to love to see on Hannity on the Fox News channel. Now Biden apparently is now suddenly sending more agents to the Texas bridge. And they're pledging, this is what they're saying, to move Haitian immigrants. So our my colleague and friend, Peter Ducey, got into it with Jen Psaki over this today. And here's what happened.
And a question about what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same here. Thing. Not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed, we are expelling individuals based on Title 42. Specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
Where's the vice president on any of this? Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely, and she has been addressing the root causes of migration by working with countries in the region to ensure they have the assistance they need to reduce the number of people who are coming and trying to make those journeys across the border. We've actually seen some reductions in some of those numbers. That doesn't change the fact that this is a very challenging situation in Del Rio. We're working to implement our policies, and we're working to ensure we are also addressing root causes.
It's all, none of this is true because we have nearly 2 million 2 million illegal immigrants crossing that border. Let me explain to you again. Oh, okay. You didn't explain it right the first time and you didn't make any sense the second time. Well, we're checking for symptoms. Are you testing for COVID? You know, there are asymptomatic people. Follow the science, Jen, if it's not that hard for you to do. Anyway, so now the Haitian camp crisis. That is now the border, which is an utter mess. And they're claiming that they're going to be sending everybody home. And we have an AP News article that says, well, the people from Haiti at the Texas border, they're not planning on going home. They're planning on getting across any way they can. And you notice they tried to push this this amnesty plan, and the Senate parliamentarian, as I predicted, shot that scheme down. Kamala Harris, the border czar, was too busy tossing a coin at a college football game this weekend. Joe was too busy riding his tricycle on a little ride in Delaware on his little vacation. And now we're saying, well, we may fly some Haitian migrants home. Okay, even Obama's Homeland Security chief says we've got to get control of the borders. This is a disaster. Anyway, here the guy that really knows everything about this is Mark Morgan. He's back with us, former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Mark, I don't believe a word that they're saying is true. We've seen now millions of people cross these borders. Nobody's getting COVID tested. They're being dispersed all over the country, often housed in overcrowded cages. So I'm like, I don't believe a word they're saying.
Sean, so I've been listening to every word you said. And your listeners need to know what you've just said and how you characterize it. You are absolutely correct. Everything that the White House press secretary just said is a complete bald-faced lie. And there's some irony and hypocrisy. So now when they're facing this catastrophic crisis that everybody can see, especially what's happening in Del Rio, then they brag about that they're removing people under Title 42. And her words is, they put in place. That's a lie. They talk about how inhumane all the policy we did under President Trump, yet the most significant policy that was put in place, Title 42, that they're now bragging that they're using to remove people, was actually implemented as a policy under President Trump. And then real quick, so with respect to the Haitians, again, misdirection, spin, and lies. Right now, 75%, the sources I'm telling you, 75% of those individuals on that bridge in Del Rio are unaccompanied minors and families, of which the majority of those are actually being released into the interior of the United States. The ones that they're focusing on to remove under Title 42 are single adults, just like they're doing across the southwest border. Last month, their own stats show that they only removed 44% of the people and 56% of illegal aliens were released into the United States.
And you know this as well as anybody. There's a high rate of COVID positivity among everybody crossing that border, which has resulted in a high rate of COVID positivity with border agents that come into contact with the illegal immigrants, and I don't care where they're coming from.
Sean, you're absolutely right. Look. not only have Border Patrol agents come down with COVID because of this, but, you know, right now 10 Border Patrol agents have actually lost their lives in the line of duty because of COVID. Every single day you've seen the pictures, and I encourage all your listeners to go out, spend 5 minutes, Google the pictures. What you're seeing under that bridge are active COVID super spreader events. There's no doubt in my mind. And Sean, here's another thing we don't talk enough about is the result of this complete catastrophic crisis. Is in Del Rio alone, what happens is because all the Border Patrol agents now are pulled away off their national security border security mission to process and be daycare providers. In Del Rio alone, Sean, 224 miles of our border are left unmonitored, unsecured, and unpatrolled. The cartels are exploiting that every single day. Drugs pouring in, criminal aliens, gangs, as 224 miles goes unpatrolled.
They've lied about this to the American people from the beginning. They said when those of us were pointing out the crisis that this is, they said, no, this is not a crisis. No, this is not a crisis. Of course it was a crisis. You know, and they keep trying to prevent cameras from viewing what's actually been going on. I never was able to get a camera inside of, you know, the I guess they rented some, you know, trailers and they were putting the little containers.
But they put
beautiful butterflies on the wall, we were told. We never got those images. The only reason we got images of kids in cages that Joe built is because people like Senator Ted Cruz and others went there and they shared their video with us. Literally, I had Ted Cruz down at the border last week on TV. He's sharing all of his video because they stopped our Fox drone from showing America what the hell's going on there. There were 10,000 people under that bridge at that particular time. So then, thank God, Greg Abbott stepped up, and then he allowed us to bring a camera up on a helicopter to show the American people how bad this unmitigated disaster is.
Sean, that's absolutely right. And what's so frustrating, they think, they believe, if they keep saying that what we did under Trump was inhumane and not orderly, that somehow it will make it true. Like, but every single week, in living color for the American people to see, they see it for the lie that it is. What we're seeing in Del Rio is the most disorderly, inhumane thing that can possibly happen. And look, just a couple weeks ago, Sean, we were talking about it. It happened in McAllen. We had 4,000 or 5,000 illegal aliens under a bridge in McAllen. This is happening across the entire southwest border. Meanwhile, 50% of agents are pulled off the line along all 2,000 miles, leaving large areas of our border wide open, unsecured, unpatrolled. And that's why we keep saying that this is a national security crisis. And then, like you said, in addition to that, 15 to 20% of the COVID, of the migrants that are being tested, not by the federal government, but local municipalities, as the migrants are being dropped off at them and said it's your responsibility, 15 to 20% of them are testing positive. Not to mention, because the borders are wide open, and Sean, I'm being conservative, 350,000 gotaways. Think about that. By the end of the year, that's going to be 500,000 gotaways, because Border Patrol agents are pulled off the line being daycare providers. We're going to have 500,000 of illegal aliens that got to pass our frontline defense and made their way to every town, city, and state in this country.
It's pretty unbelievable what's going on here. And, you know, it's the same thing. Joe Biden, look at Joe and the border. Look at Joe and the cost of energy. Joe is begging OPEC to produce more energy. Look at Joe. Mark Morgan, ever in your life think we'd abandon fellow Americans behind enemy lines like we did in Afghanistan? Did you ever think America would ever do that to our fellow Americans? Because I never thought that would happen.
As a Marine myself, the fact that this has happened, I there aren't words to describe adequately my disgust and pain and anguish, the fact that because of an arbitrary deadline, we left Americans behind enemy lines. And that's the truth. That's what happened.
I mean, that is what happened. All right. So if there's anything that we're going to do to fix this, it seems simple to me. The things that were working that brought us to a 30-year low of illegal immigrants, that is the Stay in Mexico policy, continue building and finishing the wall, 500 miles under Trump. Then you've got, you know, you got to end this whole idea of process and release. It's not even catch and release. We'll process you and release you into America. But, you know, the Democrats are trying to push through amnesty using reconciliation. So far, the Senate parliamentarian, you know, pushed it down, but that's what their goal is.
Sean, you're absolutely right. I mean, your listeners need to understand, as we're seeing the worst crisis, Sean, and you're in our lifetime, the worst crisis on our border by far. The numbers, two decades a high. You've seen in living color in Del Rio, while all that is going on, the Democrats are trying to ram through mass amnesty for 10 million illegal aliens unlawfully through the reconciliation process. But even though the Senate parliamentary said, hey, no, this isn't right, it's an end run around Congress, and you're trying to enact law and policy that is going to have a tremendous long-lasting impact, what did Senator Schumer do right away? Oh, no, we're not done. We're going to go with plan B and try to go back to the parliament to continue to try to ram through mass amnesty while we have absolutely lost our borders in Del Rio.
It's pretty unbelievable. Well, please send our best regards. I mean, I wish we could do more for our friends that are on the border, the people that you work with and work with successfully to bring us to the lowest level of illegal immigration in 30 years. Now it's going to be the highest level of illegal immigrants in 30 years. Figure that out for me. Obviously,
Sean, they appreciate it.
Obviously, by design, right? All right,
yeah, absolutely.
All right, we appreciate it. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to the phones. We have a lot of the news we've got to touch on. We're going to get back to Afghanistan. Humpty Dumpty needs a little reminder. Dr. Humpty, we'll call him. The epitome of health. Humpty Dumpty over at Fake News CNN. We got a little message for Humpty that we'll be sending. You know, it's amazing when people, I have very specific things that I've been trying to tell people without playing doctor on radio and TV, which many have been pressuring me to do, but still loving you, my audience, and making sure that you take COVID seriously and that you take control of your health decisions. And somehow saying the words, do your own research, cannot even be comprehended by the medical expert Humpty over at Fake News CNN. So I will explain to him what do your own research means, and we'll also remind him of all the things that he specifically ignores that I have been saying. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Your calls on the other side, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely
on your generosity. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
You can't always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
I 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. So, you know, one of the things, one of the ways that you have media bias is bias by omission. You know, one of the things, all these groups that literally hire people to live in their underwear in their basements and stalk me and listen every second, every minute, every hour that I'm on air every single day, and they get paid money to do it. They're all, by the way, all of you that do this, you are a loser. You need to get a life. You are a total, complete, utter loser.
I don't care how much they're paying you. It ain't enough. Oh, you're right. I can't do this job much longer. Hannity's going to drive me over the edge. Anyway, so one of the ways we know it's bias of omission, and they do this other thing where they will crop out one phrase, one sentence, as a means of trying to say, this is what Hannity said, and it's so reckless, and it's so irresponsible, and if people listen to Hannity, people are going to die. Okay. It's just listen to, for example, now those of you that listen to this program know, because I've said it hundreds of times, those of you that watch me, now some people even say, Hannity, why are you repeating the same things? Because there are new people listening every day, and there are new people watching every night, and the topic of your health and safety, frankly, is too important to me. I don't have this microphone that's in front of me, but for you. I don't have that camera every night, but for you. And I want my audience to live. And frankly, even if you hate me, I want you to live, because I actually am really pro-life. Just like I want every American abandoned in Afghanistan. That's not political for me. If you're going to come back to America, work hard every day to get my voice silenced, please come home safely. I want you home. All right. You're a fellow American. We have freedom, liberty. You have the freedom not to like me. That's fine. So this is the latest thing. I guess Humpty and whatever this other guy is that took over for Jon Stewart, that is awful. He said it too, apparently. But anyway, when I say do your own research, listen.
Four words, four little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they? Here, let Sean Hannity tell you. He loves these words.
Do your own research. Please do your own research. Do your own research. Do your own research. There's a ton of it right on, you know, at the tip of your fingers on your own phone.
Right. And that's the problem. Do your own research. Everybody has a supercomputer in their hand that empowers them to do their own research, which is great, right? Isn't it?
Okay.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research. And more likely, you're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
Okay. Because Sean Hannity could learn a thing or two from Trevor Noah.
Oh, yeah. I could really learn a thing or two from Trevor Noah. Oh, okay. By the way, what is the opposite of do your own research? Don't do any research? Listen to Dr. Humpty? Dr. Trevor, Dr. Joe Biden? I'm not sure he knows what day it is. I'm not sure I'm going to take medical advice
from any of these people. Dr. Nancy Pelosi, Dr., you know, TV commentator, Dr., I think I'm a journalist, but I'm really an abusively biased, corrupt liar to the American people. I'm going to listen to you. Do your own research, by the way, does not mean that you get in a lab, a virology lab, and you start, you know, doing your own COVID-19 genome study. Do your own research means very simple things, even though they've been wrong so often. That would include, you can read what the CDC puts up. You can see what the NIH puts up. That would be part of doing your own research. You can read opinions and medical studies on COVID-19. For example, you can research the difference between mRNA vaccines like Moderna and Pfizer versus the more traditional method of creating a vaccine. That would be Johnson & Johnson. You can research, I had a breakthrough case. They didn't warn me about that when they were telling me to get the jab, but I have a breakthrough case of COVID. What are the possible therapeutics that are out there and available to me? Research the therapeutics if you end up getting COVID-19 and testing positive. Research monoclonal antibodies and Regeneron if you vaccinated or unvaccinated, if you come down with COVID-19. You know, now what's missing in this? And this is what I mean by they cut, they slice, they dice. It's called cropping. It's a name for it. And they just take out one little sentence of what I say. Hannity just says this. Okay, all of you listening to me right now, ask yourselves, how many times have you heard me say, please take this seriously? I've seen the worst of this. In other words, I know people that died. You want me to be more specific, more graphic? I can be. Now, I say, do your research. Take into account your very unique medical history and your current medical condition. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, and the medical professionals that you trust. And yes, research all of this. In other words, research means educate yourself. In other words, take ownership of your own health because this is so serious, right? I mean, I'd like to know what medical school. I mean, he looks like the epitome of health to me. I mean, I'm going to take medical advice from Dr. Humpty Dumpty. I'm going to take medical advice from all these politicians in Washington and all these TV pundits. I want to know, what medical schools did they go to that they feel so free to dispense, you know, one size fits all medical advice? I mean, do they even know the difference themselves between an mRNA virus and the difference between that and the Johnson & Johnson shot? Who's been talking the most about monoclonal antibodies and Regeneron than little old Sean Hannity? Why? Because breakthrough cases, one of my best friends. I also had a 74-year-old friend in Atlanta and his 68-year-old wife. They were not vaccinated. They got Regeneron within 24 hours, and they're doing fine. And I put them in contact with a Harvard-trained medical doctor, not Sean Hannity, who plays doctor on TV and radio, because I won't do it. You know, what medical school do these commentators go to? What medical schools do these senators and these congressmen and women go to, or Dr. Joe Biden go to? I'd like to know, why is it just one size fits all? What if I say I go with the broad sweeping statement? I don't think it's very scientific. One size fits all medicine. That's my humble opinion. But what about the people that have rare conditions and their doctors recommend they not get the vaccine? What about natural immunity issues and people feeling, oh, like the study in Israel or the name of, we've told you about the Epic Times and Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Robert Malone, he actually invented the technology for the Pfizer Moderna vaccines, the mRNA vaccines. He said natural immunity is better than any immunity that you could get from his technology. He's the guy that discovered the technology. I'm following the science. How many times have you heard me say, I believe in science. I love science. How many of you have actually sat through brain surgeries like I have? I've been in an operating room watching brain surgery. I've seen other medical procedures because many friends of mine are doctors. I know it's strange. It's odd. I did a whole 1-hour special on a doctor at NYU Langone that does face transplants and hand transplants. And I interviewed people that have had this It had never been done successfully before, but this Dr. Rodriguez got it done. I'm fascinated with science. I believe in vaccination science. How many times have you heard me say that? Now, they can all choose to practice medicine without a license. That's up to them. I am being honest with you. I am not a doctor. I did not go to medical school. I'm not qualified to be your doctor. I'm not. And I urge you to please take it seriously. Please talk to your own doctor, doctors, medical professionals. I'm not saying research in the, you know, your own little Wuhan virology lab that you're building at home. I'm not suggesting anything that dumb. That would be really dumb. But reading maybe perhaps the efficacy of Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. I know maybe it sounds weird, but I've actually read all of that information myself because I research. I was not in a lab. I didn't have a lab coat on. I didn't have little vials in front of me. I wasn't playing around with the genomes of the COVID-19 coronavirus that apparently looks like your tax dollars paid for. So, you know, all of this out there, it's just these are people that are not honest people. These are people that just lie. That was a purposeful distortion of my position because they just don't like my politics. That's all this is. All right, quick break. We'll come back more on the other side, more with the non-doctor Sean Hannity straight ahead as we continue. As we continue what we've been discussing here about these cheap shot attacks on me, let me just play a little bit of me saying these things just to let you know that. By the way, what we're going to play is only what I said last week, just in the last week. Listen,
I'm very concerned that some people don't take it seriously. I've seen the worst of it. Take it seriously. There's a lot of research out there. My audience is a smart audience. And spend time, you know, your health matters, research. Then you have to look at your unique medical history, your current condition, talk to your doctor, doctors, talk to the medical experts in your life. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Now, what do you do if you have a breakthrough case? Again, talk to your doctor. I still stay with my argument. Take it seriously. Talk, you know, do your own research, take into account your unique medical history, your current condition, talk to your doctor, your doctors, and then you got to make the decision that's right for you. Again, that's why I tell people to research, to first take it seriously. I've seen the worst of it. To research, to take into account your unique medical history, your unique current medical condition, and to talk to your doctor, your doctors, and then make the decision that's right for you. My advice, take it seriously. Do your own research. I mean it. Take it seriously. I don't want you to die. Then take into account your unique medical history, your current medical condition. Talk to your doctor, doctors, medical professionals you trust.
Now, Linda, you've been with me 17 years. When I repeat stuff, like, for example, Obama's horrible track record for 8 years, right? Or, you know, in a campaign, what is the thinking behind that? Is that by the time we start our list in January, that everybody not only can repeat it, but they're repeating it to everybody they know.
I thought it was a drinking game. That every time you said doctor, I was supposed to do a shot.
Well, you have
I'm not a doctor, or follow the science.
Depending where you are, there's moonshine in our radio studios in New York.
We have wonderful listeners that send delicious gifts that I happen to love on the liquid diet. A little vodka never hurt anybody.
Just
a little.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Is that Dr. Linda talking or is that Party Linda talking? You know, Linda, we need to make the distinction.
Linda makes all sorts of Linda specials with all sorts of wonderful drinks. But what I will say is when I listen to Sean Hannity talk about COVID, I get tequila for science. I get vodka for doctor. I'm not a doctor. And then we go through monoclonal. That one is a hard bourbon. That's a difficult word.
That's a different word.
We do a bourbon for that. It's a straight shoot.
We do redneck Riviera whiskey for that.
Oh, nicely done.
Well done.
Our boy John Rich.
But I can't say it anymore. I mean, in the sense that I can't say it any. Now, to purposely take this out of context, though, why was that taken out of context? That was taken out of context to attack me. It's just another way of lying.
I disagree.
What do you think?
No, he said it because Humpty Dumpty has been falling off that wall and his ratings are going right with him.
So attack Sean Hannity and your ratings go up.
Sean Hannity, clickety click click click. Let's get your name in
that's
there.
That's true. I am clickbait.
You are indeed.
I fight that
all day long.
So the reality is, I can't. I know people have pressured me, and I'm looking at people, and I'm like, "What the hell do you know about? You're giving advice to people on something as serious as a pandemic and a virus, and you didn't go to any medical school." And I really don't. If you went to nursing school, I'd pay more attention. If you actually were on the front lines and you saw things happening, I would take it seriously. I know people that work at testing centers that give me anecdotal information that every case they're now seeing or have been seeing recently in New York is a breakthrough case, meaning fully vaccinated people testing positive. What do you do then? Okay, how many of you know what? Seriously, ask any of your friends how many know about Regeneron. There is a very prominent politician that had COVID, a breakthrough case. I won't say whether it's state, local, federal, but prominent. When I said, how are you doing? I said, have you looked into Regeneron? They said, yeah, what is that again? They didn't know. So at that point, I began to realize maybe I need to tell people whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you test positive, look into monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron. Eli Lilly has their version of it. Not that I'm telling you to take it. I'm asking you to talk to your doctor about
it. Do your research.
Don't put on a lab coat.
Don't get dressed up. Just do your research.
And get little samples of COVID, you know, spit in a cup and think that you're doing real medical research here. That's not what we're talking about, you dumbasses. I mean, as people are dumb as dirt. It's unbelievable.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.